WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 30 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas Municipal Police Association reports a crisis in recruiting new officers. That is not a problem in Bryan.
I would not say that we have had a crisis in recruiting here with the Bryan Police Department.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the number of applicants are up over the last 4 years, and there remains a steady number of applicants when openings become available, including former officers who have returned.
I think we've had 5 in the last couple of years that I can think of that have actually come back to the Bryan Police Department because they love our agency and they love this department.
McKeithen credits great community support to retaining and returning officers. Last month's announcement that the Texas A&M Systems Engineering Extension Service will provide additional workforce training for Blinn College might be a blueprint elsewhere in the state.
That's a good idea. If we could duplicate that around the state and get those training available at other community colleges, I think it'd be wonderful.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says he will be paying close attention to the year-to-year agreement between the local institutions.
It's a good beginning because we actually need a lot of workforce training all over the state.
Rainey also wants more workforce training at the high school level. When Congress repeals Obamacare, that does not mean the end of federal health insurance assistance. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the repeal vote will be around February 20th.
What that repeal vote will say is that Obamacare goes away, and we'll pick a date. It'll probably be 2 or 3 years out.
Flores expects some will say the transition period is too long or it will be too short. Flores points out it took Obamacare 4 years to be implemented.
For the healthcare industry, the healthcare insurance industry, to make all the systems and procedural changes to accommodate that new health care environment, even though it failed.
Flores says no one is going to lose health care coverage and the insurance industry will have a stable market to write new policies. Today is the deadline for the BCS Chamber of Commerce Community Impact Award nominations. Chamber President Glenn Brewer says these awards go to business owners who have had a significant impact on our community.
You have to be HUB qualified. The categories are Hispanic, African-American, Asian, Indian, American Indian woman, or this year we have a service disabled veteran.
Brewer says the award winners will be honored at a luncheon on January 28th. More information and nomination forms are online at bcschamber.org. Today is also the deadline for local businesses and nonprofit groups to register for Blinn College's semi-annual Community Orientation Days event on the Bryan campus. Coordinator of Student Activities Lane King says the 2-day event is timed at the start of the spring semester.
We're going to be providing businesses that register with us a table and some chairs inside the student center, potentially spilling outside of it, depending on attendance. During the busiest time of our day, on the busiest section of our campus here in Bryan.
Registration information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 30 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30, or you can always go online, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hey, it's 6:09. Good morning. Let's do weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cloudy, windy, and cold for today with highs of 35 to 40. We may see a passing shower later today, and that shower could take the form of rain or even a little bit of sleet. It'll clear off. It's breezy, very cold tonight, lows 20 to 25. Sunshine's in the forecast for tomorrow, highs 40 to 45. Tomorrow night, clear, cold once again, 20 to 25. Sunny and milder for Sunday. Highs will be somewhere between 45 and 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women's basketball team drops to 1-1 in SEC play with their loss to Georgia last night. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, we've got details on the Rangers' new retractable roof stadium. And in the NBA, all 3 Texas teams hit the hardwood last night. We'll look at all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, they'd have to close the roof in their new stadium if they had it because it's going to be cold. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this? It says here 22 tonight?
And,
wow. And 20 tomorrow night?
Burr.
Wait a minute.
Wind chill values, man. They're bringing it down.
That's it. Well, and here's the other thing is, you know, there's not any school on the weekend, so the kids are bummed about that. But why did they spread chemicals on the overpasses last night?
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah, they were out doing that. Just cold doesn't matter. It's when there's precipitation.
Right, and there's none.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got extra. Maybe it's leftover from last year.
Maybe it's just in case, you know?
Well, I'm just, yeah.
Well, they got nothing else to do.
No, they do. They probably really do have something else to do, but that's fine. Just as long as we're not, paying overtime. So, all right, we'll do this quickly. Man hid cocaine under his belly fat during a DWI stop in Austin.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
I've literally just almost lost my breakfast.
That's why we do this early. The morning the man was arrested, caught on camera in the patrol car trying to destroy the cocaine that he had hidden under his...
You destroy it? How so?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Snorting it?
I don't know.
Well, if his plan is to hide it under his belly fat, I don't really want to know.
Well, that's true.
I don't want to know how he tried to destroy it.
Which, once again, proves don't take cocaine from a stranger.
Or at all.
Brad, party pooper.
There's probably video of that out there somewhere.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay, you sure? We'll let that one go, huh?
Oh, boy.
Wait. We have a phone call.
Ooh.
Oh, hey.
This early. We got to take it.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
How are you?
Hey, just want to let you know there's freezing precipitation hitting my windshield at Victoria and William D. Fitch.
Are you kidding
there
me?
There you go.
Well, all right. Thank you.
No, good but thing. There's a little.
All right. I appreciate that. Okay.
Well, good thing those chemicals are
all
out
right.
there.
Like I said, good. Just okay, in we'll case. Give them a pass on that. Yeah. All right. It's gonna be so stay away from that dangerous intersection out there at Fitch and Victoria because there's frozen precipitation out there.
Yikes.
Yeah. We got a
lot of info.
Wait. There's another call. What's up?
Hey, it's raining over here in College Station. Just wanted you to know that.
Thank you. Okay.
I don't have a window. Okay, I don't have a window. I am sorry.
I had no idea. Okay, here we go.
My forecast has nothing about rain in it.
No, it doesn't.
Let's try this again.
All right, we'll see what happens. Okay.
Third time's a charm, right?
It's Friday.
Info.
Mation.
Yeah. Perfect situation. But we need equal time from Brian or someplace else. Zulch.
A texter also said the chemical once applied is good for 72 hours.
Oh, all right. There
so there
go.
You go.
They just covered the weekend, so they don't have to work on the weekend.
Okay.
That's
good.
A good plan.
Good plan. Yeah.
Great
all
plan.
Right. Glad to know that.
If your New Year's resolution is to save money, get to Atkinson Toyota's Repound Joe Sale. It's the first big money saving event of 2017, and you don't want to miss it. Thursday through Saturday only, shop Atkinson's complete inventory of over 160 trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos. All tagged with huge New Year discounts. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month, and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 170-2908, 2006 Toyota Corolla. Selling price $5,388, 72 West and 2.9.
Repo Joe here, and this is the can't-miss event of the year. Every used car is a bargain. You'll save more money than you ever thought possible on a used car. We've even posted all payments on the windshield. $27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month. Starts the new year saving money at Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe sale. Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain. This event absolutely ends Saturday. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryant and Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Good morning, 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW, January the 6th, day number 6, 359 to go, and then we'll be talking about 2018.
It'll be here before you know it.
You know it. It's Cuddle Up Day, which is a good day for it.
Great day.
It's Bean Day. I don't know if that's right. Mr. Bean or the other stuff.
Well, it could be Mr. Bean. I'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, okay, and it's Shortbread Day. So there.
All right.
Three Kings Day, the Epiphany. Traditionally, this is the date that the three wise men visited the baby Jesus.
So, oh, okay.
There you go. Got that. And birthdays of
Mr. Bean.
Get out of here. Atkinson. Really?
Yeah, he's 62 today. Oh. Pretty cool.
Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah. And he's not doing the Mr. Bean thing anymore.
Well, you
actually.
Know, I saw an interview with him just last week, and it was not a new interview, but they were discussing how he's really ready for that to.
I saw that too, yeah.
To go away. Wait, it could be another weather report.
Uh-oh.
Yes?
Hey, Scott, I don't need a weather report. I don't know what it's doing.
Okay.
But I do need a mouse pad really bad.
Oh, man. All right, did you just get up this morning and say, I've got to have a mouse pad?
Hey, we have an extra because I have a really sweet story to tell. So we have an extra. Okay. So,
do you want a 2017 mouse pad?
I'm sorry?
Do you want a 2017 mouse pad?
Well, of course.
Oh, well no. Well, yeah, I say that, but I mean, I have one in here from 2012, which probably wouldn't help much. Okay, so you want to use the calendar function of it, is that right?
Of course, of course. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what day it is if I don't have a mouse pad.
Okay, well, that's okay. We'll take care of it. So who are you?
I'm Celeste.
Celeste, okay. All right, Celeste, what's your last name?
Hurley.
Harmon?
Hurley.
Hurley. Celeste Hurley, got it.
I've been listening to you guys forever.
Well, you know, and we've been here forever, so that's good. Celeste, come by here, and we'll have that for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, so we'll, okay, so you want to do the mouse pad story now or later?
Yeah, real quick, she texted in actually early this morning before we even started the show, but someone who had texted in yesterday as one of our winners said she found out yesterday that her son had also texted in to get one for her as a surprise.
Hey,
and
that's
so
pretty cool.
She said that feel free to give mine away to someone else. And I said, that's so sweet. She goes, he's an amazing 16-year-old. He listened to Chelsea and the Boys while he drove to school and decided to try and win me a prize.
That is outstanding.
I know.
Yeah, very good. So now, all right, that's a lot. Are we going to have to change the name of the show?
Hey,
is that where we're going?
It's already the second reference we've had in a couple months.
Hello? Well, don't do that. That's okay. All right. We were in birthdays.
Yeah, and it's Friday. We've got a lot to get.
We do. We have a lot of stuff. Anyway, Celeste, the mouse pad's on the way.
There you go.
All right, go.
All right, birthdays.
Yeah.
Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live is 33. She's the one who did the Hillary Clinton impressions.
Yeah.
Eddie Redmayne's 35. He plays Newt Scamander in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, that Harry Potter spinoff.
Mm. Oh, sure.
Julie Chen from Big Brother is 47.
Oh, Julie.
Yeah. Norman Reedus from Soap Opera with Zombies is 48.
Yeah.
That's also known as The Walking
uh-huh.
Dead.
Yeah.
John Singleton, director of Boys in the Hood and Too Fast and Too Furious, mm-hmm. is 49. Howie Long, 57.
Oh, pretty yeah.
Cool.
Football dude.
Uh-huh. Nancy Lopez, who is a pro golfer, is 60. Let's see. Malcolm Young, 64, former AC/DC guitarist. Fabulous Thunderbirds, Kim Wilson, is 66. Remember that song, Tough Enough?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Lou Holtz is 80 today from Notre Dame football coach.
Yeah. 80. Yeah, in Arkansas, North Carolina State, and the New York Jets and all that. And also, it's the anniversary of the first transatlantic telephone call.
Cool. Oh.
Which is pretty cool, 1927.
Very cool.
And also a patent for the typewriter, so I'm just letting you know. All right, so on Saturday, we got I'm not going to take it anymore day. Right. It's old rock day as opposed to, new rocks. Tempura day.
Okay. Mm.
And the Eva's birthday celebration continues, and we got birthdays.
Brett Dalton is 34. He plays Grant Ward on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC. Lauren Cohen, who is also on Soap Opera with Zombies, she plays Maggie. She's 35. Dustin Diamond is 40.
Oh,
he was Screech.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Saved by the Bell.
He has not had a very good year.
No.
Not a good
adulthood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, boy.
Yeah. How's that worked it out for you? Yeah.
John Rich from Big and Rich is 43.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Renner is 46 from The Avengers and Mission Impossible. And he tried to take over for Jason Bourne, but that didn't work out. So they brought Matt Damon back.
Mm-hmm.
Dougie Doug is 47.
Hey.
From Cool Runnings.
Yep.
Jamaica, we got a bobsled team.
Here we go.
Nicolas Cage is 53.
Oh.
Rand Paul, 54 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Senator from Kentucky. Katie Couric is 60 tomorrow.
Wow.
60. She
60.
Looks great.
Yeah, she does.
Crazy. David Caruso is 61 from CSI Miami, of course.
Yeah.
Aaron Gray, 67 from Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
Oh, yeah.
And also was on Silver Spoons. Kenny Loggins.
Oh.
That's also who I got.
House of Pooh Corridor and all that stuff.
Yeah, 69.
All right, there you go. And on Sunday, it's show and tell day at work. Well,
what?
It's Sunday. How can we do that?
Who's working?
There'll be a lot of people who won't be doing that. It's National Joy Germ Day.
Joy Germ?
Joy Germ. Yeah. Do you know that?
No.
Oh.
I thought they were germs that were full of joy.
Yeah, they are.
Very happy germs.
Wait. Let me see. I'll see if I can find it in a minute.
Okay.
While we're doing that. It's a Male Watchers Day. Hey, Chelsea, there you go. It's Argyle Day.
Oh, like male as in men.
Yeah.
Not male.
Don't stand and look at the letters. No. It's Argyle Day. It's National English Toffee Day as well. And some birthdays.
We got birthdays. Zahara Jolie Pitt is 12.
Huh.
That's, of course,
one
Angelina,
of them.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's
sure.
one of them.
One
yeah.
of the five of or six or yeah. eight, mm-hmm. however many.
Noah Cyrus, who is Miley Cyrus's kid sister.
Mm-hmm. The one that no one 17. Knows about.
Yeah. The much less famous sister, yeah. Kim Jong-un, 33.
Whoa.
On Sunday.
Yeah. I guess that's a national holiday probably. In North Korea. Yeah.
He'll be allowed to smile.
He'll be hanging out with Dennis Rodman. Yeah.
There you are, of course. Yeah.
Jenny Lewis is 41 from Rilo Kiley, which is a really cool indie band. And she was also, if you remember, the movie The Wizard with Fred Savage back in the 80s about the kid who plays the video games.
Okay.
She was in that. Okay. R. Kelly is 50 on Sunday. I hear he's doing another Trapped in the Closet montage, if you've ever heard of those. Okay. Those are ridiculous. Lori Walters is 70 from Eight is Enough.
Mm-hmm.
Doors guitarist Robbie Krieger is 71. He's worth mentioning because he wrote Light My Fire, actually.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Professor Stephen Hawking.
Hey, been here.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Going to be 75 on Sunday. Bob Eubanks from the Newlywed Game mm-hmm. is going to be 79. And Shirley Bassey. Is it Bassey or Basie?
Bassey.
Bassey is going to be 80.
Goldfinger.
Sang the theme to Goldfinger.
Yeah. Charles Osgood used to do the Sunday morning show on CBS is 84 on Sunday. Larry Storch from F Troop, 94.
Oh, all right.
And celebrating their birthdays more quietly would be David Bowie and Elvis Presley on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. All right, 622.
Every roofing company says they have it, far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple, trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
So despite the fact that the Obama vacations and trips have cost you, the American taxpayers, over $96 million, well, the First Lady Michelle Obama had the audacity to complain to Oprah about how hard the presidency has been on her family. In an interview just before Christmas, Oprah, well, she asked Mrs. Obama if she'd ever run for office. The First Lady replied, quote, "People don't really understand how hard this is. And it's not just something that you cavalierly just ask a family to do again. Let me just tell America, this is hard. It's a hard job. It requires a lot of sacrifice." Really? Michelle Obama's right. People don't understand how hard this has been on her when they spend $100 million on vacations while other Americans are too busy struggling to put food on their tables and find jobs.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell. Dell.com/radio.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Samsung says its profits in the latest quarter surged 50% to the highest level in more than 3 years, despite the Galaxy Note 7 fiasco. Analysts had expected Samsung's profits to surge thanks to its mainstay semiconductor business, but the results surpassed even the most optimistic forecasts. Samsung says it posted $7.8 billion in operating profit, while sales fell 1% to $44.9 billion. John Corzine, the former New Jersey governor who led the collapsed brokerage MF Global, has been ordered to pay a $5 million penalty for his role in the firm's alleged illegal use of almost $1 billion in customer funds. A federal court of Manhattan issued the order against Corzine yesterday. And the 2016 winner is Drake. Nielsen says the Toronto rapper's Grammy-nominated Views was the most popular album of the year. After its exclusive release on Apple Music in April, Drake's fourth studio effort spent 13 weeks at number one. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, 627. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Control Room, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Well, we have a little bit of precipitation this morning. They laid some chemicals down on the overpasses yesterday at TxDOT, so we're ready in case it does become serious. It's going to get cold. We got the cold part of it taken care of. Don't have to worry about that. High temperature today will be 35. That's the high temperature. Tonight down to 22. We get sunshine tomorrow. That's good news, but that cools it down even more. 41 will be our high temperature tomorrow. But then tomorrow night, we're looking at a low around 20 degrees. So, you know, on Sunday, sunshine might make 50, probably above freezing for our low at 35. And then just peeking ahead to Tuesday. So, you know, again, today 35. Tuesday, we're looking at 74. Yeah, I know. I don't know that I recall that we've had this many temperature fluctuations that are this great at this time of year. Generally in January, it tends to, wait a minute, I know, it's global warming. That's right, I forgot. So anyway, so maybe that's what we're going to be experiencing. Just remember, you're glad to be here because it's colder in other parts of the state and all over the country. We're hearing about that this morning. Anyway, right now we've got 30 degrees, our chill factor, because winds are out of the north, gusting to 26. Chill factor out there is 17 right now.
You know those aha moments when you suddenly gain insight into something you never knew before? How can you have more of them? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
It's often described as an aha moment, an insight into something new. What is it exactly?
An insight's a fresh thought, something you've never thought before.
It's uncommonly good. It tends to have you reorient your view of reality.
Charles Kiefer, co-author of the book The Art of Insight, says those magical aha moments are more likely to happen when you're in a particular frame of mind.
And it's an easygoing, relaxed, contemplative, in some cases, state of mind. But it's not the state of mind that we are in most of the time during the day, thrashing around with emails, phone calls, high pressures, barreling through on problems. And so the way to have more insights is to find that state of mind, that natural state of mind in which you're apt to have them, and then they will occur with greater frequency.
Interestingly, for many people, it happens in the shower, but wherever and whenever it happens to you...
Just be mindful of that, and you're going to get more of them, Mike. You're going to get more, as long as you don't work hard at it.
Because when you work hard at trying to have an insight, you get outside that state of mind. And everyone has the ability to find new insight.
When you look for something fresh, your unconscious mind knows how to think up things you've never thought before. You do it all the time, right, Mike? I mean, you've got thoughts that you've never had before. They pop into your head. So it's a natural process. Everybody on the planet has it. It's just that we tend to occupy ourselves not in that mode of thinking.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Well, yesterday we had a story that made us laugh, and it's Friday today, so I thought it was time for another feel-good story. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. There's a 10-year-old kid in Georgia named Tyler Boone who's been friends with a 12-year-old girl near Tampa named Gabby Ruiz since they were young. Gabby suffers from alopecia areata, the autoimmune disease that attacks your hair follicles so you lose all your hair, and she usually wears a head cover. Well, about 2 years ago, Tyler asked why she never took it off, and his mom explained the whole thing to him. Then he said he wanted to do something to help her. So for the last 2 years, he's been growing out his hair to make a wig.
I'm cutting my hair so I can give it to Gabby. So I just want to make her happy.
His hair finally got long enough for him to cut it last Wednesday. It's a little bit past his shoulders, so more than a foot long. He says he was pretty sick of people thinking he was a girl all the time, so he likes his new haircut, but he's still glad he did it. Gabby says,
he's a great person, and it's amazing.
Gabby's mom says she's always been fairly comfortable with herself, but she's getting to the age where she's beginning to care about boys and things, so she's pretty excited. Gabby should get her wig in about 6 weeks. That's pretty cool, and another way that somebody can really improve someone else's life with a selfless act. Maybe today you can think of a way to help somebody else with a selfless act of your own. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 30 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. We're about 6 weeks away from the official repeal of Obamacare, according to Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. He adds there will be a transition period of 2 or 3 years.
You've got some people that just doggedly say Obamacare's got to go away day one. Well, you just can't do that because that's where you tear the markets up and people wind up without health care. And then you've got a political disaster on your hands for a future set of elections.
Flores says that will give enough time to implement the replacement to the Affordable Care Act.
During this transition from the repeal of Obamacare until the new system goes in place, nobody's going to lose their health care coverage. The insurance companies are still going to have the stable markets where they can write new policies. And there will be the minimum amount of disruption possible.
Flores says the repeal vote will be held around February 20th. The cooperative agreement reached last month between Blinn College and the Texas A&M Systems Engineering Extension Service for additional workforce training will be monitored by State Representative John Rainey of Bryan.
It's a good beginning because we actually need a lot of workforce training all over the state.
Rainey also wants more workforce training at the high school level.
I think part of that needs to be done in high schools, and we need to identify those kids who are not college-bound and earlier and offer them at least the opportunity to have a workforce training.
Rainey also thinks this could be a blueprint for other higher education institutions around the state. Also from Austin, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick unveils his proposed law banning transgendered people from using the bathroom of their choice.
Transgender students deserve the rights of anyone else, but it does not mean they have a right to use the girls' room if they're a boy.
House Speaker Joe Strauss fears a business backlash like the one in North Carolina could cost Texas up to $8 billion.
If it creates a situation as North Carolina went through, my enthusiasm level would not be high for that.
A Virginia lawmaker introduced similar legislation earlier this week. Another loss for the state of Texas in their abortion battle.
A Texas judge today putting the brakes on a Texas law requiring abortion clinics to either cremate or bury fetal remains until he rules later this month. But he did signal how he feels, calling the plan political. David Brown is with the Center for Reproductive Rights.
The evidence clearly showed they've been intending to issue this very, you know, strange and intrusive and bizarre regulation for quite some time.
State leaders published their abortion rule last summer, shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court declared a controversial Texas abortion law unconstitutional. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
A report from the Texas Municipal Police Association says there's a recruiting crisis in law enforcement, but it's not happening in Bryan. Officer Kelly McKeithen says it is not an issue.
The number of applicants who have actually applied online has steadily gone up over the last 4 years.
Not only are initial applicant numbers strong, that also applies to those who are still available when there are openings.
We keep the applications open for 3 months, so people change their mind. So that number typically drops, but those numbers of people who have shown up has been pretty steady.
McKeithen gives credit to Bryan residents.
Our community is a big supporter of police, and especially of our police department, and that has helped our retention rate.
McKeithen also says at least 5 former officers have returned to the department in the last couple of years. The BCS Chamber of Commerce is looking forward to one of its biggest events of the year. The Economic Outlook Conference is scheduled for Wednesday, January 25th. President Glenn Brewer says this year's theme is unity and community, featuring keynote speaker Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager.
We have 400 to 500 people normally come to this thing, and if any business owner wants to know what's going to be happening and are trying to predict in the coming year, they need to see this.
Brewer says something new this year is a chance to sit down with the Bryan and College Station mayors, Andrew Nelson and Carl Mooney.
You come before the event, 7, 8 o'clock, have a cup of coffee, introduce yourself, or tell them congratulations and talk to the mayors a little bit before the Economic Outlook Conference starts at 8 o'clock.
More information about the event is online at bcschamber.org. The start of the spring semester at Blinn College in Bryan will include the semi-annual community orientation days. Coordinator of Student Activities, Lane King, says the two-day event in the Student Center offers nonprofits and businesses an opportunity to introduce themselves to students at the busiest location on the Bryan campus.
Anyone that has a vested interest in that student population and will be out here.
And students who are from out of town can learn more about the Twin Cities.
Dual enrolled students are a big amount of those students that we're going to see during this time frame. And that really gives them a chance to see what Bryan and College Station has to offer outside of just the Blinn campus and, you know, the AM campus.
Today is the registration deadline. More information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 30 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Only days remain. David Gardner's Jewelers Total Jewelry Liquidation in College Station ends January 8th. Now, save up to 70% and more during the most spectacular sale in David Gardner's 33-year history.
This massive total multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more must be sold now, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
This is your last chance to save. These once-in-a-lifetime incredible prices will end on January 8th. Take advantage of these final reduction sacrifice prices until the inventory is sold.
Only days remain. David Gardner's Jewelers Total Jewelry Liquidation in College Station ends January 8th. Don't miss this enormous store-wide Total Jewelry Liquidation event taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East, College Station.
Certain exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. The IRS will not accept tax returns until January 23rd, even if you mail it. Come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Do some weather, shall we? It's 640. It's better than a lot of places. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here you go.
Cold weather, which has been north of the region all week, has finally been drawn into Texas, and it's going to be chilly through the weekend. We'll have cloudy and breezy conditions today, only 35 to 40. There's the risk of a passing shower today, and it may take the form of some sleet. Tonight, clearing and breezy, 20 to 25. Sunshine tomorrow with high anywhere from 40 to 45. Clear tomorrow night, 20 to 25. Sunshine's back Sunday, and highs will be 45 to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women's basketball team suffered a loss to Georgia last night due to a slow start. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers retractable roof stadium has an architect in place. And in the NBA, the Rockets and the Spurs earned wins last night, but the Mavs weren't so lucky. We'll look at the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We could call this like the Southeast Conference snowstorm.
Oh,
I mean, yeah. You know, because that's the places that aren't supposed to be getting that kind of stuff probably will.
Yeah, the men are in South Carolina on Saturday, and they're supposed to get snow.
Wow. I was looking at Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
In Tuscaloosa, they're going to have an 80% chance of a wintry mix today.
Ooh.
22
a wintry mix. Yeah. Sounds like Chex Mix.
It
sounds
does.
So festive, yeah.
22 for a low temperature tonight with sleet and snow likely. And then tomorrow night, they're going to be down to 19. Well, heck, we're down to 20 tomorrow night, okay? Ooh. Yeah, well, we were complaining, weren't we?
That's
now we're
true.
Not. We'll have some of that stuff. So anyway, that's what our numbers look like. High today, only 35 degrees, and the wind chill is going to be between 20 and 25 all day. If you don't have to be outside, don't.
Yeah.
If you have to be outside, well, as we say in radio, it's inside work with no heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it doesn't take a lot of talent, but at least we get to stay out of the wind. Now, if you got to work outside today, if you're a working class hero, then good on you.
Yep.
Tonight, we're going to be down to about 22. Then tomorrow, a high temperature of near 40 with sunshine and a low on Saturday night of 20. Okay, tomorrow night, 20.
20.
Yeah. Tuesday, the high is 75. So there you go. Just wait. The trees don't know what to do. Plants don't know what to do. They're concerned.
It's only going to be for a week, and then we're going to get back to blazing temperatures.
Well, we need to get the 20s and 22s in there to kill down the bugs and stuff like that. I mean,
we do need
to be doing that. So if we at least got that going for us. Anyhow, right now, the chill factor, 17. All right, you're in the WC Tractor Studio. I am. You're listening to us, and we are. Your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Well, maybe we need to sell y'all's two control rooms.
Ooh, we have three separate sponsorships.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd confuse people.
All right.
It? Okay. Anyhow, we'll work on that. In the meantime, they let Joe Biden in front of a microphone, which is always fun.
Always.
Joe gets in front of the microphone, and Joe wants to talk. So Joe is, I guess, kind of throwing the political gauntlet down on P.E. Trump.
Grow up. Time to be an adult. You're president. You got to do something. Show us what you have. You're going to propose it on legislation. We're going to get to debate it. Let the public decide. Let them vote in Congress. Let's see what happens. It's going to be much clearer what he's for and against and what we're for and against now that it's going to get down to actually discussing in detail these issues that affect people's lives.
Wow. I mean,
grow up.
Grow up.
I just grow up.
Grow up.
Yeah.
Trump 2020.
Well, maybe not yet, because we still got to tweet some, don't we?
Yeah.
What do we got today?
So, yesterday evening, Obama got his secret report, top secret report about the Russia hacking. Well, apparently, NBC got an exclusive look at it. So, Donald Trump tweeted, how did NBC get an exclusive look into the top secret report that he was presented? Who gave them this report and why? Politics. And then he said, the Democratic National Committee would not allow the FBI to study or see its computer info after it was supposedly hacked by Russia. So how and why are they so sure about hacking if they never even requested an examination of the computer servers? What is going on?
I love it.
And just this morning, the dishonest media does not report that any money spent on building the Great Wall for sake of speed will be paid by Mexico later. Hillary and the Dems were never going to beat the passion of my voters. They saw what was happening in the last 2 weeks before and knew they were in big trouble, which is why they canceled their big fireworks at the last minute. They saw a movement like never before. And then finally, 11 minutes ago, wow, the ratings are in and Arnold Schwarzenegger got swamped or destroyed by comparison to the ratings machine DJT. So much for being a movie star. What? And that was season one compared to season 14. Now compare him to my season one. But who cares? He supported Kasich and Hillary.
So he threw Arnold under the bus.
He threw the Schwarzenegger under the bus.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Way to go. Well, he's very, very active today.
Very active in the last couple of hours.
South Korea has announced they have hired someone full-time to watch his tweets.
Really?
Yep. They've got a person doing that now.
So wait, when do I get paid?
Yeah.
When's my raise coming?
Well, I'm thinking that was a job opportunity for you in South Korea. Oh,
dang it!
It was in South Korea.
Would you want it? Yeah.
No.
So the president did a final interview with his hometown, one of the hometown TV stations in Chicago. They asked him about violence in Chicago, and he says,
"I don't think that we're going to be able to reverse these things overnight. On the other hand, the fact that crime overall is much lower around the country than it was when I took office, and that Chicago is the one big city where you've seen this huge spike means that there's something specifically that's happening there, and that means we can fix it if we work together."
Really?
So it means we haven't been working together before? Is that what it is?
Sounds like an implication there, yeah.
You know, why doesn't he move to Chicago and solve that problem?
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
I mean, instead he's going to stay in D.C. and throw rocks. Why not go back to his hometown where they had, 750 or more people shot
murdered
and killed last year and had enough people to would populate Caldwell or Hearn actually shot? Okay, almost 6,000 people shot. That's in one city. So, yeah, he wants to talk about the crime rates going down every place else. So, it's clear
but
that it
since
could
it's
be
But
fixed.
Since it's a targeted location, we can fix that.
Yeah, exactly.
See if we just work together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I am always grateful to have a greenhouse and appreciative of desert plants that I grow there. They remind me that warmer days aren't far away. Succulents and I go way, way back, all the way back to my childhood, as I learned of their very great diversity and adaptability. Beauties to warm your winter soul in our program today. I'll be back with details after this message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. The group of succulent plants reminds me a lot of the American population. They've come here from all over the world. They're tough old boots that are ready to succeed in their new homes. There aren't a lot of restrictions on which plants get to belong to this group. Indeed, about the only common thread through the group is that succulents are able to store and conserve water in order to survive periods of drought. Let's study a few of the more common genera you'll find in most plant collections. First, the crassulas. Jade plant is perhaps the most common species within this great group of very succulent plants, but you'll also see plants with colorful names like burrow's tail, panda plant, the very bold velvet leaf, penwiper plant, mother of thousands, and hen and chickens. Great names. Do a web search for members of the crassulaceae plant family and prepare to see a lot of familiar and wonderful plants. And then we have aloes. Oh, you thought that aloe vera was the only aloe? My, oh my, how badly you've missed on that count. In fact, probably no one is exactly sure how many species there are of this South African succulent group. But there are hundreds at least. Just one quick glance on eBay will turn up dozens. That's after you exclude all the references to aloe vera and all of its associated products. There are aloes referred to as grass aloes. These little clumping plants grow only 8 to 12 inches tall. Stand them alongside the giant tree aloes that grow 10 to 30 feet tall. You'll finally realize the wide variety within this succulent genus. Big or little, however, aloes are stunning, and their orange or yellow or red floral spikes that pop up in January and February, summer in their native southern hemisphere, and sporadically through the rest of the year just make them all the better. Haworthias are the little sisters to aloes. They're my favorites. Both are members of the huge lily plant family. Haworthias are the little jewels of the crowd. They're also South African natives, and their leaves are elongated and leathery. I have about 300 kinds of Haworthias and probably 2,000 plants of them. I love them. I've had them for many, many, many years. By far the two biggest groups that fall into the classification of succulent plants, however, are cacti and euphorbias, and we'll save them for another time here, but they are diverse. This is a great group of plants. Succulents, give them a try. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Well, in A&M women's basketball, the team couldn't overcome a slow start, falling 69-59 to Georgia at Stegman Coliseum yesterday. Georgia used a pair of 10-0 runs to take a 40-23 lead at the break, but Texas A&M rallied in the second half, outscoring the Lady Bulldogs 20-10 in the third quarter and closing the deficit to as few as 5 points in the second half, but couldn't pull closer. The Aggies fall to 11-4 on the season and 1-1 in SEC play. Meanwhile, the Lady Bulldogs are 9-6 on the season and 1-1 in SEC play. The Maroon and White return to action on Sunday at 1 p.m. at number 24 Kentucky with pregame at 12:45, and you can catch that action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the men's basketball team looks to bounce back from a loss earlier this week at Kentucky when they take on South Carolina in Columbia on Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Pregame will be at 12, and you can catch that one on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In college football, new Texas coach Tom Herman is defending hiring former Ohio State assistant Tim Beck to be his offensive coordinator. Herman says Beck was his primary target at OC. The hire was announced this week after Ohio State lost 31-0 to Clemson in the college football playoff. In Major League Baseball, Dallas-based HKS Architecture firm will design a $1 billion retractable roof stadium for the Texas Rangers. HKS was also the architect for Globe Life Park. The new ballpark will be funded as a public-private partnership between the city of Arlington and the Rangers. The design for the new ballpark is underway, and the stadium should be completed in time for the 2020 MLB season. Meanwhile, the NFL has suspended Dallas defensive end Randy Gregory for at least a year following another violation of the league's substance abuse policy. Gregory has already served 4- and 10-game suspensions this season and is now ineligible for the playoffs. The 24-year-old former Nebraska standout slid to the second round of the 2015 draft over off-field concerns that included a positive test for marijuana at the NFL Combine. In the NBA,
Hart near side, crossing over, raising up, another three is in the air, and another make for James Harden.
James Harden scored 26 points, and Nene made two free throws with less than a second remaining to lift the Houston Rockets to their sixth straight win, 118-116 over the Oklahoma City Thunder last night. Houston overcame Russell Westbrook's 49 points, though the star guard struggled down the stretch. Meanwhile, last night in Dallas,
Bledsoe way out over on the left side now. Bledsoe waiting, now slides behind a Chandler screen, stops, looks, about a 20-footer. He drains it. It's good.
Eric Bledsoe scored 26 points, including 5 straight to break a tie in the final 2 minutes, and the Phoenix Suns beat the Dallas Mavericks 102-95. Here's Mavs coach Rick Carlisle on being out-rebounded.
Not good. And that's a big factor, obviously, in the game and the outcome and the number of possessions differential. You shoot better but lose by 7. That's one of the reasons. So, and we're going to have to do better.
Deron Williams led the Mavericks with 20 points. Former Dallas center Tyson Chandler had 18 rebounds for Phoenix. And in Denver,
Tony gets a screen from Aldridge. Takes it to the left wing outside the arc with 6 to shoot. Pick and pop. Faking that jumper is Aldridge. Takes it inside. A hammer slam for LaMarcus Aldridge as he got inside the defense after faking that jumper from the left baseline.
LaMarcus Aldridge scored 28 points, including 11, while sparking a third quarter spurt, and the San Antonio Spurs beat the Denver Nuggets 127-99. Kawhi Leonard added 24 points, while Tony Parker had 21 and a season-high 9 assists for the Spurs, who improved to 17-3 on the road this season. And in golf, Jimmy Walker is the first-round leader at the PGA's SBS Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. Walker opened with an 8-under-63 for a 2-stroke advantage over Jim Herman, Justin Thomas, and Ryan Moore. Herman was 6-under through 13 holes before fading. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
On Wednesday, January 25th, from 7:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference presented by Wells Fargo, featuring keynote speaker Glenn Hager, Texas Comptroller. Hi, this is David O'Neill, Chairman of the Board with the Chamber, inviting you to learn about our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in all parts of our community. Wednesday, January 25th at the Hilton. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.org. See you there.
If your New Year's resolution is to save money, get to Atkinson Toyota's Repound Show Sale. It's the first big money saving event of 2017, and you don't want to miss it. Thursday through Saturday only, shop Atkinson's complete inventory of over 160 trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos, all tagged with huge New Year discounts. Pay just $27 down, payments just $89 a month, and clearly posted on every windshield.
Start number 170-2908, 2006 Toyota Corolla, selling price $5,388, 72 West and 2.9% APR, $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here, and this is the can't-miss event of the year. Every used car is a bargain. You'll save more money than you ever thought possible on a used car. We've even posted all payments on the windshield. $27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month. Starts the new year saving money at Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe sale. Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain. This event absolutely and Saturday. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryant and Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and WRI Tractors, RV Source, and WRI Outdoors all remind you to go local.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. So what do you think? Today, maybe give away 10 of these multifunction tools that we have here.
Sounds like a good plan.
Probably do the same thing we did yesterday, which is you can text in to us.
Yes.
Yeah, just do that. Text Chelsea. She'll get all those names up there to the front desk. So 979-695-1620. Okay, 979. And you can text us anything else, too.
Yeah.
Ice on the road, whatever you want. You can do that. We'll do all that. But anyhow, so if the next 10 people who do that, then we'll get those things that look like calendars but actually do other things.
We had someone text in a picture of them using theirs as a mouse pad,
Really? So, they actually had a mouse resting on it.
They did.
Wow, that's very nice.
If you'd like send us pictures of how you use yours.
Yeah, that'd be fun. All right.
That'd be fun.
35 is the high today, 22 tonight, 40 tomorrow, 20 tomorrow night. Do you need to know anything else? Stay inside if you can. Oh, 75 on Tuesday. But right now, 30, chill factor 7.